What does it mean to be rich toward God in your view?
Well, I think to be rich toward God involves several things simultaneously. One is that God is the source of our true riches, our spiritual riches in Christ, yeah. But he's also the object of our riches. We should evaluate true wealth by what it means in terms of our relationship with him. Practically speaking, I think it means in this context in Luke 12, which is very close to the context of Matthew 6 about storing up treasures in heaven. In fact, he mentions that later on in Luke 12. But I think what it comes down to is just to give lavishly, to give sacrificially. To be rich toward God is to not hoard, not to spend everything on ourselves without regard to others. That's what the rich man, the rich fool in the parable did. And God accepts our gifts to the needy as if they were given directly to him. This is this incredible passage in Proverbs 19:17 that I think we do not ponder enough. Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Now, think of that lending to God. God doesn't need to borrow from anybody, so right. This is not about his need. This is about our need and our opportunity for eternal reward. When we're generous to the poor, God says, I'm going to pay you back. Now, if we came up with that idea, that would be blasphemous.
Right.
God should never have to pay us back for anything. I mean, it's completely a reversal of what we would think, but that's the nature of eternal rewards. I'm going to honor you and I'm going to reward you. I'm going to repay you for your deed of being generous to the poor.